Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What's up, mzalwane, mtumise, uJehova. Namuhla sithi singabantwana bakhe kungenxa yakhe, ngoba sizalwe kabusha, wasipha impilo entsha. Lufuno Dagada, uthi unele buphilo, zihamba njalo zintathu, zilandelana phambi kwakhe sibusiswe. Ngophindile phoki ethi ngizolibonga uRoger and Sam nabo basho bathi ungu El Shaddai 24 after 3 o'clock. Njoba ke ngishilo ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino bulumko kanye nokungawo zamxaka. Bazalwane banodaba nje olive very interesting. They're still young. Ubulumko una only 14. Ukungawo una only 16. And ubulumko ugu grade 8. Ubungawo ulaphaya ku grade 11. Itike ngingibabingelele ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoxoxisana nabo. Bulumko, hello. Uyangizwa?
Hey.
Ubani ubulumko kanti? Ngibheke o wrong. Oh, ngibheke ngapha kanti kumele ngibingelele ngapha. Kungawo, hello.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Ngicela nisondele kancane kuma mics wenu ukuze ngizonizwa ne. Ngizwa ngathi ama voice wenu aphansi. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Siyabonga ukuthi nibe la namhlanje. Nina nizizwa kanjani?
I feel excited, very excited.
Yeah. And Bulumko?
I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to, like, you know, enjoy this experience. This is a one in a lifetime experience.
Wow. Okay. Konje wena una?
I'm Bulumko and I'm 14.
14. And then ukungawo?
I'm Kungawo Zamxaka and I am 16.
16. Okay, ngicela nibabingelele emakhaya.
Greetings, saints, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As you all know, my name is Kungawo Zamxaka.
Yeah.
I'm 16 years old and I'm saved and I love the Lord very much.
Okay. All right, sizobuya ne. And then beseke nyas anpekela ukuthi ungubani ubulumko ungubani ukungawo. Asindlule ngala, ngiyabuya emveni kwalokho.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Siyakwamukela uma usanda kungena. Kwamanje ke ngihleli nabosisi la abancane, abosisi abahle, ubulumko kanye nokungawo zamxaka. Njengoba ke uzwile beyichaza, ubulumko una only 14, ukungawo una only 16 years. But ithe bazalwane bengibala nje ngifunda iprofile yabo, hey, uyabona nje ngaba so inspired ukuthi ba young kangaka kodwa ke sokukuningi okuwukuthi bafinyelele kukho empilweni ngikhuluma ngabantu la okuwukuthi they own a restaurant bazalwane they own bakery bayibiza ke u K&B ngiyacabanga ukuthi bathathe ama alphabet wabo oqala wamagama ya u K ukungawo B ubulumko kodwa ke ithi ngibanikeze bona ithuba ukuze ke bayichaze bona ukuthi ke bangabobani ithi ngiqale ngosisi omdala ukungawo kungawo ngicela nje i background yakho
My sister and I come from a family of four, so two parents and just me and my sister. It's been the two of us for the longest time, so we are best friends. We do everything together, you know, and the way our business started, it started when my sister and I and my mom used to bake, and we used to bake just the three of us, and then from there we kind of got inspired to bake together because sometimes she gets busy and we can't do it together, so then my sister and I would get into the kitchen, get the ingredients and remember the recipes our mother taught us and bake together, and that's how we got inspired to start these businesses. Then from there we just found different talents and kind of intertwined those talents into one whole business.
And you're also a painter.
Yes.
What inspired you to be a painter?
I think I started painting in 2020 during COVID. See, it was locked down. We didn't have much to do. So I tried to find new things to keep me busy. And that's when I started painting. Just like every other hobby, you know, you don't start out very good. But I've gotten better over the years. And I really do enjoy it.
Wow. Asize ngala ukusisa omncane ubulumko. Bulumko, you are only 14 years and already you have authored how many books?
I've authored two books, one at the age of 9 and then the second one I authored at the age of 14. Like it was published at the age of 14.
At the age of 13. What were writing at the age of 9?
So, right, I would write my little stories. I love writing stories. It was like the best. Like, I come home, I write a story. And it was just something that inspired me, something from the day. Whether, you know, I wrote a story about COVID-19 that day. Like, we were kind of struggling. And I was like, let me write it down, you know. My sister saw these stories. She's like, okay, this is actually good. Hold on. And then she showed my mom. And my mom is like that person that she's not going to let anything go to the dustbin. And she's like, I'm going to make something of this. So we worked together and we published my first book.
Wow. What's the title of the book?
Children's book.
Okay. And the second one?
My poetry, is it? Yes, my poetry.
So it's all about poems?
Yes. So that one I just started writing poetry because of school. We were doing poetry at school. So I decided, you know what? Let me do a second book, but let me make it different. You know, we don't want the same stories as last time. We're going to come back with a big bang. So I started writing some poetry. And again, my beautiful sister noticed this talent. And she was like, okay. And then we started, let's publish a book.
Okay. Do you mind to share one of your poems with us?
My poems. I would have to look for it. I know one by heart, but like it's been a long time since I've recited it.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely look for it, and maybe later in the session, you know, I'll bless everybody with one of my poems.
Please do that. And then as ningama siblings, you know, anindlulani kude, ndlulana only nge 2 years, ne?
Yes.
So I know ukuthi ama siblings banokuthi nje baqabane sometimes. So niyaqabana and then menqabana nenza kanjani ukuthi ni resolve the issue.
So my sister did sugarcoat it. She did say like we're besties, but we haven't always been besties. As many other siblings, we fight over the small things like the remote, who has more chips in her plate.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we always just come back and we have a conversation and we say, this happened, I'm wrong, or you're wrong, I apologize, this won't happen again. You know, it's the small things that we fight over that can really break a sisterhood. And we don't want that to happen to us because we've really grown close. So we try to, you know, solve things. And it's the easiest thing, just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I support injani from the parents kukho konke lokwenzayo. You know, sometimes kunokuthi parents babe worried inyana ukuthi mara ungathi kungawo manje ubusy ngalama painting wakhe and then ngathi akasafocus ezintweni zesikolo. Kuba njalo sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. I do end up focusing a little more on my hobbies than school.
Yeah.
But my parents are always there to remind me that there is time for those things. So you need to be able to balance everything you do.
Yeah.
So if you want to paint, make time for that. But also make time for school. Don't focus only on school and don't focus only on painting.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, an important life skill, to be able to balance everything you do.
Mm-hmm. Bulumko. Both at you were Miss Preteen Universe top 6.
Yes.
What inspired you to ungene go this competition?
So, you know, looking at the mirror at myself, and I was like, you know what? I feel I have the confidence and the body to do this.
Yeah.
You know, so I decided to stretch out, try something new. This is very new to me. When mm-hmm. I did it, that was the first time I did it, and I was just like, you know what? Sometimes it's really scary to do new things.
Yeah.
But I decided, let me try this. And I've also been seeing TikToks and saw everything on Instagram. And I was just inspired to do it. And I did it.
Mm-hmm. Which year was that?
This was 2023.
And then uzongena futhi kulonyaka 2024.
Yeah. Let God be my witness.
Yeah.
He will help me and advise me
mm-hmm.
to tell me what to do.
Okay. Tell me more about your restaurant, K&B.
Okay, so we run the restaurant from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it started last year when I found a passion for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I love cooking so much. It's a form of art for me.
Yeah.
See, I'm an artistic person. That's why I paint. And cooking has been a form of art for me. So we now take orders in and then we make them from home, we package them, and then we kind of deliver them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. And you are top academic achiever, and then you were selected to go to your vakashela ngale at Harvard University. Woo! Congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
Uzizwa kanjani?
I feel very proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because every year I work and I work and I work. I do the best I can to get the best academics I can to my best potential. You know, I'm trying to get to the best potential I can get to when it comes to academics. So when I got that letter that I'm selected to go to Harvard, I was so happy. I didn't even know that thing existed. But it's a thing where they kind of make a trip where you can go to different universities in different countries. So either you choose to go to the USA, or you choose to go to the UK, or you choose to go to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to go to the USA because it had Harvard, had MIT, it had Yale and Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go there. But also with that, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a donation letter for those who want to support and donate. And I have the banking details with me.
Yeah.
So that I can kind of also, I go to these places so that I'm also inspired to what I want to be when I grow up.
Mm-hmm. So, ufuna kuba yini mawukhula vele?
Right now I have 3 options.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to go into the medical field and mm-hmm. see what I want to specialize in when it comes to medicine.
Yeah.
Because I am good in science and I'm good in math. And also I do enjoy life science, specifically the human part of life science, anatomy. Mm-hmm. Then my other option is to go into chartered accounting, because again, I like numbers, finances. So I think I would also do well there. Then the third option is actual sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes hand in hand with mathematics, which I also enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So ukuya ngale eHarvard University ushilo indaba ye donation. Yes. So banga donate kanjani abazalwana abalalele kwamanje?
Well, I have banking details here with me. I can read them out. And also you can contact me or my mother on our cell phone numbers.
Or let's just, yeah, ama number, ne?
Okay.
Not my banking details. I need to know what happened to sometimes Baba Notinyana. Yeah, when it comes to isn't the bank. So it's messy via the program. Mm. Yeah, share ama number, ne? Kamama. It's in Bielo Gue Bulum. Oh. Mm. So, not long ago, kunama ama result aphuma ne for ama matriculants. So, ungathini nje to those who didn't make it kulonyaka ka 2024 ku matric.
So, I would like to, like, you know, say whilst giving a personal story of myself that happened just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously I'm just a child, so it's not a big deal. It's not like deep or anything, but we were at our camp at school and I fell really badly trying to do a handstand for our concert, right?
Mm.
And everybody was laughing and it was kind of hurtful. But what I did was I got back up and I did the handstand perfectly and everybody was cheering.
Mm.
So I feel like we're all, some of the people who have not passed, their friends are laughing at them. And also my friends were laughing at me, but you just ignore them, you try again, and everybody's going to cheer. And I promise you that. And it doesn't matter if somebody else doesn't cheer for you.
Mm-hmm.
You cheer for yourself and you keep yourself going, because at the end of the day, we have a goal.
Yeah.
It's to pass. It's to get to where we want to be. It's to get to our careers. So that's the goal. We don't care about who's laughing. We don't care about anybody else but ourselves and what we're working towards.
Mm-hmm.
So get back up and do that handstand.
Wow, thank you. But yeah, time but young people balalele labe khona ukuthi it's not the end of the world ukuthi ke ufailile your matric, especially usase umuntu omusha man. Buka ukuthi ungenzani ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi nawe upase and then uqhubekele phambili ngeemfundo zakho. Isikhathi ke manje sithi 20 before 4 o'clock. Mhlambe ke ungathanda ukukhuluma nabo la uBulumko kanye nokungawo. Thingi kunikeza nje ithuba unemibuzo for bona. Ungashaya ku 0123341 1322. Unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729. Ithingi thatha ukuqala umlaleli. Sawubona, dumela semoyeni.
Yebo, sawubona.
Sawubona.
Uma nobuntu.
Okay, Bonko, so uthanda ukukhuluma nokungawo noBulumko?
Hayi, mina ngibafisela inhlanhla nje ukuba Bonko.
Ubafisela konke okuhle?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, siyabonga, bonga inkosi.
Yabonga.
All right. All right, 0123341322 zivuliwe incengo unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871. Ithi ngithathe nje umncane umculo siloku silindele ukuthi ke ungene and then uxoxe nabo.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
William Sejake uthi isali ulimudimo ongonkolonkolo ongashintshi nguye namuhla izolo naphakade. Ya isikhathi ke sithi 15 before 3 o'clock. Before 4, yeah, I'm with kungawo kanye no bulumko uzwile ke udaba lwabo hey ba brilliant le ingane bazalwane and you know kukho konke lokho sibonga abazali ukuthi ke bakhulise ingane okuthi naku bayakwazi kuyimela base sebancane cabanga at the age of 14 and 16 already they own a restaurant and a registered restaurant bazalwane not nje a restaurant a registered one ithing thatha umunye la emoyeni sawubona dumela
Sawubona njani ma?
Siyaphila wena unjani?
Angela, thank you. You are speaking to Ruth from Eastern Cape, East London.
Okay, mama.
Ah, I'm so blessed listening to this powerful testimony from young, brilliant. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm young. I said I'm not young. I'm 46 this year. But I am learning a lot.
Yeah.
I'm inspired.
Mm.
I just want to say to them, ubawo makaqhubeka bakhulise and aba protect because they are coming from a background. Akunkulunkulu basize khona bazali to let them grow kule family that is God fearing. So I'm learning for abantwana bethu abakhulayo, and now I'm gonna preach this gospel that I have learned from them. I'm so much inspired. I'm so much inspired. Uthixo makaqhubeke abasize, and it's worth that they've started a business.
Yeah.
At this age.
Mm.
At the age of 40, just below 20.
Cabang.
Just below 20. Tina and his cat said to, we went this, we just brilliant, we went this. I don't know what to say, but it's, oh, Janga, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
So unkulunkulu nje makaqhubeke abasize, and I'm saying to myself, noma ngabantu ngaba this age of 46, it's not late to start something. It's not late to
not at all.
To exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful to God.
Amen.
That I came across this unkulunkulu makabasize nje, and bayabakhulise nabanye abantwana who are not listening. I will be there. If I may put it like that, so that I can inspire others. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful. Thank you so very much.
Amen. It's in Izo Bonabatin, Oma Bekuluma Nawe. Nitini Lago, Mam.
Okay.
We just like to say thank you so much for the kind words.
Yeah.
And, we realize that us speaking out is inspiring everybody of different ages. And you are right when you say that it's never too late to start anything. And it's never too late to also start a relationship with God either. Right now, today, you can start your relationship with God. So,
Amen. Yeah, I'm so grateful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mama.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
May God bless you.
Bless you too.
Bye.
Wow, I'm inspired as well. Ithingibone la imessage engayifunda or wonke ama voice note. Okay, ama voice note asiqale ngalena kakhani mambo.
Asibingelele nkosazana, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisako. Manje ke nkosazana njengoba ayishilo umfundisi wami ephumathi bafisela inhlanhla. Mina ke kuyuthi abaningi nje ngisebenze kakhulu enkonzweni. Ngibone iyuthi abakakhulukhulu laba abantu abafaba abafana lapha namantombazana. Bathi manje ngoba bakhulisa ekhaya bakhuliswa izwi likaNkulunkulu. Leli izwi likaNkulunkulu leli khulu emzimbeni wabo likhulu libanikeza umthwalo. Manje umntwana bese uyeka isikole. Uqhubeka nesikole abesethi uNkulunkulu ungibizile manje kunekhambi lapha ungaliyenza lapha yani lokuthi ucoce namanye abantwana ngehayi uJesu Kristu ukufakaza lokuya ehe ngoba ngibona kuphi futhi uMartin Luther uMartin Luther wayengelinye langa ehambela umndeni wakubo ubona bakubo esuka esikolweni wathi maseka buyele esikolweni wabe sekuchamuka izulu lifuna ukuna vela lina vela manje kulina mibane wawaphansi wathatha isincu watshela ukuthandaza wathi uNkulunkulu uma ungangisindisa kulensekelo ngizokusebenzela manje wathi sevuka lapha nothola ukuthi hawo sokuhambile kushabalele konke vela manje wathatha isincumo sokuyeka isikole ayosebenzela uNkulunkulu kanti ngabe wachubeka lapha esikolweni lapha njengoba noma se waba ngiphinda waba ngumfundisi esikolweni eyunivesithi kanti ngoba wachubeka lapha esikolweni eshumayela noma efakaza elokhu efunda isikole ngoba isikole esona sibaluleke kakhulu kanti mama Nkosi
Khani mambo siyabonga siyabonga khani mambo okay asibuke futhi la namanye ama voice notes neyncingo zevuliwe bazalwane sino plus minus 8 minutes so ungangena ku 0123341322 mhlambe unamazwi othanda kuba encourage more ngawo o unombuzo fobona mhlambe nawe uyathanda ukuthi uvule i restaurant bangakunikeza advice noma ke tipsi ukuthi ke ungenza njani okay tisalindele ezinye izincengo siphinde sithathe enye i voice note iphuma la ku Babthokozane Buthelezi as Alexandra
Good afternoon Ausbahle and your guest there in the studios. My name is Thokozani here in Alexandra. Oh, what a beautiful afternoon Ausbahle. Yes, I'm listening to your topic along with your guest there. Yeah, what I would like to say they have engaged into one of the massive careers especially at the tender age at this time and age whereby most of young people are being distracted by too many things in life. So I would like to find out from them what are those areas or actually you know assessing at the present moment you know the modern lifestyle especially among youth so are they seeing themselves fortunate enough whereby they have managed to find their tune or their plot or rather what actually motivates them also in order for them to find the right path and then what is important up again is the fact that the other siblings you know so what are they anticipating in future Ausbahle ke leboha le ba eti ba ka moka studio Thokozani Buthelezi ka monaka Alexandra have a lovely afternoon
thank you Ntate Thokozani uba nozophendula la bulumko okungawo okay yeah angiphe wena intambo kungawo
So he asked a question as to how do we find our place
yeah.
in a world of teenagers who are confused and lost.
Mm-hmm.
The only answer I can say is God. And in the Bible it says that we are in this world, not of this world. So we're not supposed to conform to the standards of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we need to live according to God's standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we find our place. That's how we find our feet in God. And he also asked, where do we see ourselves in the future as being siblings? I'm hoping and praying by God's will that we still continue business together and we still continue to see each other in our everyday lives. Because like I said, my sister's my better half.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to continue to have a relationship, a good relationship with one another and to build an empire together.
Mhm. Wow, that's brilliant. Okay, angaz bulungo now bothanda ukufaka one or two words.
Okay, to add on to her, I would agree completely, especially with this world of teenagers. It's like it's peer pressure. You have to fit in. If you don't fit in, you know how it is to be a teenager. I feel like everybody listening does. We've all experienced it, fitting in. If you don't fit in, then what are you?
Yeah.
But we are children of God. That's who we are. And we should, the place that we should be sitting and building roots in is with God, not with this society,
yeah,
and these friends, not by flesh. We should not fulfill the desires of flesh, but of God.
So. Wow. Okay, asithatha umunye line usehambile. Okay, uzobuya futhi asiye kuma voice note asilalele la umama yenzani le mouse. Okay, asiye la kumama Mpumi.
Molweni studio
kubulumko
nokungawo usisibahle osizi osemaqhosheni ndingisusa Mpumi
yebo ma
apha e Western Cape kwindawo ukuthiwa kuse Mossel Bay Garden Road keleyo.
Okay.
Ndiyanibulisa torho nonke ngegama lenkosi Yesu Kristu indlela endothuke ngayo xa ndiva ii-ages zabantwana for uba baziowner zerestaurant ndothuke ndanyusa ivolume ndothuke nyhani va thuke ndonyusa ivolume so all right ke okokuqala ke udumo usokonembeko silunikeze usomandla ke ngoba kungawakhe amandla kukwenza kwakhe konke oko leya ngqondo nala nkuthalo banayo okwakubambisana konke kuvela kusomandla. Ndiyavuyisana kakhulu ke nabo into ke ngoku inye endizobanika yona ithi iBhayibhile yam isiqalo sobulumko kukoyika uYehova. Inhle kakhulu into eniyenzayo kodwa into eziniyenze kwaphendleleni nje yonke zinoyike uYehova. Kuko konke ukwenza kwenu, konke nje ukusuka kwenu, ukuhlala kwenu, ukulala kwenu, ukucabanga kwenu, zenincede nizenzele netle favor, noyike uYehova. Nisiphathe kakuhle customers, nibaphathe kakuhle mani abantu. I-customers ngabelungu benu, nibaphathe kakuhle. Yho, ndothukile mani xa ndisiva. Hayi, okondazalwa. Ndiyaqala ukubava abantwana abakweza ages asebe-runa i-business esingaka. Ndiyaqala ukuyiva ndothuke, ndavuka i-caution. Ndaphakamisa ivolume ndiyibukele etivini mosimna kwi-audio ntontoni audio channel ya 882 thuke ndaphakama ekhawushini ndaswitsha ivolume yabaphezulu ndothuke nyhani kodwa ke ndiyavuyisana nani nam ngokwam ndingusomashishini omncane kakhulu futhi usomashishini nginefesele intlantla ndiyambulela kakhulu futhi usomandla ke nge ngamandla ninike wona amandla engqondo amandla omzimba aninike wona inkuthalo engaka aninike wona abantu abatsha phandla pha babapisi bathe sa abantu abatsha abacingi nganto ya future yabo uthi xa ubajonga bekhala izikhalo ekuseni ngecawa nkanye kuseni ngomqa bekhala izikhalo apha phandle abuqomba yemani I wonder bathini ngengomso labo bathini ngekusasa labo masimbongi kakhulu uNkulunkulu kweli hlabathi linjena kusekhona abantwana abanengqondo enzulu kangaka masimbongo somandla enyanisweni kwesibini udumoso konembeko ndilibuyisela kusomandla enkosi bantu abami ndiyanithanda kakhulu nindinike amandla nami nandinike inkuthalo ndiyavuya ukuba ndivile ngani nangako konke nikwenza inkosi nibusa sikusikelele konke kwenziwa sizandla zethu egameni lenkosi Yesu Kristu amen
amen. Umama uthi wasukuma phakamisa ivolume but hey ngizwa kahle la 16 years and 14 years they own a restaurant. Okay, asifunde enye lana. Okay, before ngiya kuyo asithathe iline lana. Sawubona Dumela. Sawubona. Molo ma.
Talking to Uthita A.
Amen mama.
You are Uthita no Uthita A.
Uthita A.
Yes,
okay, wow.
Yeah, it's really a proud moment to really to uThixo abancede ngohlobo abanceda ngalo abantwana. They are really an inspiration. I remember when Ukungawo Ubulumko was launching the second book. We were at UJ. Like we couldn't believe it. These young girls, my prayer for them is that may God protect them. And I speak Psalms 1:3 over their life. Everything, they should be like trees planted on the water, and everything they do prospers. And we thank the parents, really. We really thank the parents. So, they really now, it's amazing. Because really now, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old.
True.
Matters and also.
Yeah.
So it can only be God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Teacher A.
Thank you, Teacher A.
Teacher A.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My baby.
Wow. Yo, I. Any message? Thanks very much for a powerful testimony to the Zamklaga family. I would like to start a restaurant and I have fears. What can I do? Just to begin, Ruth Ungale, Eastern Cape. Nina, advice for you.
My advice always starts with one thing, which is God.
Yeah.
So you go to God, present what you want to Him, present your desires to Him, and He will take you from there. He will lead you and guide you to where you He wants you to go, where He wants your feet to step. And He says that in the Bible that wherever your foot steps, it will be yours. So if God tells you to step in a certain area, then you step there and it is yours.
Mm-hmm.
So present your prayer request to God, present your desires, and be honest with Him. Listen to what He has to say, and you will succeed.
Adding on, also, it's about that first step.
Yeah.
People are very scared, and I get the fear of taking the first step. But once you take the first step, the other steps are easy. When a child starts walking, the first few steps are always rough. They're always hard. But when as they go on, they get used to it and they get into that momentum.
Yeah.
So start your business and get into the momentum, and don't give up now that it's hard. The baby doesn't, it falls down. And even if there's obstacles, the baby gets up and keeps on walking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you run a business.
Wow.
There will always be complications and obstacles, but you always get up and keep on walking.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Asifundela, a message. Congratulations to my girls for always focusing on what matters most. This approach will take them far. It's always inspirational to watch them make big moves. The world is blessing to have such greatness in Kungawo and Bulumko. May God continue to protect them till they reach their destinies. Go big or go home, Mantombazane. I'm reminded of a scripture in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, which says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in manner of living, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Whilst at it, I encourage Abazalwani to support these youngsters. I have a stunning painting in my house brought from them. Love it forever. Uti equality, uti proper quality. Uti cheers to a powerful Harvard 2025. Ziyakhala manje. I absolutely love you, KNB. I actually must host them soon on my podcast. Uti more, good podcast. Uti they carry wisdom for the street. Umyalezo uphuma ku Thando Maumela.
Thank you, Auntie Thando.
So kusho ukuthi mina iphuma la seniya ku podcast ne.
Yes. Bigger things.
Yes, they are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Okay, nayi enye I voice note ngicela silalele.
Okay.
to Baku.
Baya vuya.
Baya vuya.
Abantu
Baku.
Isabata.
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 Aunam
Sankusi.
Baya vuya. Baya
vuya.
Baya vuya. Baya vuya. Abantu
Baku.
Isabata.
Isabata.
Nam
Sankusi.
Isabata.
Oh, umama uyaqhubeka cula. Sisizwe phambili.
Baya vuya bantu. Okay. Isabata namhlanje.
Yebo.
Yabulela wesibahle. Yazi phone yam I call right. Dingazi ukuthi uzawufinyelela lo message.
Hayi sikuzwile.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon my sister.
Good afternoon.
In the Lord wesibahle negama lakhe lihle.
Thank you mama.
Amen.
Okay, iphi message engayi? Okay, this one. Okay.
Thobela sesibahle lekai.
Thobela ma.
Gloria Ramalema ka mogola mentse, Malesa. Kire bana bao bona ba gona ba yana go rana. Bekara ba gare ba tsena sekolo.
Okay.
Modimo ba se go fatshe, aba tjwetse pele. Ka moshomo wa bona mo botso go dirago.
Amen.
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 Hey, ni balansa kanjani mantombazana?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It's not easy. But if you have a proper schedule, then you can do it.
Yeah.
So you write down what you want to do at what time and you stick and you commit to that time. And then you also, in your schedule, also put enough time so that if something goes wrong, let's say you're baking and then something went wrong with one batch, you still have enough time before you need to go to bed to make a new one, because it's the next day at school, you know what I'm saying? So you need enough time for sleep as well.
Okay.
So it's all about scheduling your time and managing your time.
Yeah, scheduling and managing your time. Okay, asilalele lena. Hey, yeah, yabona umfundisi sekakhona. Asilalele le masinya.
Good afternoon. My name is Ontatile Mahli. I'm from Kempton Park. I'm the son of Pastor Justin Mahli. And yeah, have a blessed Sunday. And yes, bye-bye.
Wow. Ontatile. I guess ontangabenu lo.
Ontatile.
Yeah, okay. Asilalele umama lana.
Ah, Moshu Jehova. Moshu Jehova. Siyabonga siphakamisa amandla kaJehova nomkhuselo wakhe uJehova phezukweni bantwana bami. Yazi izibhalo kuthiwa zizokwambulwa. Isambulo space seBhayibhelini lesukuthi uNkulunkulu unazini sasengamahlulesi inzabo mama. Siyabonga kakhulu bantwana bami. Niqhubeke kanjani uNkulunkulu anigcina nibusise. And fihle. Aw, siyabonga, siyabonga sisibahle.
Siyabonga.
Ukuthi usilethele bona lapho nalabo bethu abantwana bazokwazi ukulalela.
Yeah.
Bathi nalabo abasike hambile bephumile esporweni.
Mm-hmm.
Babone ukuthi kuyaqhubekeka. Amen.
Yebo. Amen. Amen, mama. Mm-hmm. Uphinda buya futhi ngenye message.
Eh, hey, sisibahle.
Eh, hey, ma.
Asi abazali abalalele abanye kulesimo kule testimony abantwana bethu, sicela bangakhompirike abantwana babo ngoba sibanephutha siyabazali. Kuzothi umntana makayenza into besathi uhlulwa abantwana bakasibani. Sicela abazali bakhuleke bangayilingi bakwenze lokho ngoba siyavama ukuthi nasithi sikholiwe sibe sikhuluma amagama amabi abantwana bethu.
Yeah. kuyiqiniso impela. Yeah, okay, yeah, sesiwafunde wonke. And then hey kungwa ku ubani ukungawo ubulumko bulumko ay nani niyafana man umuntu angacabanga ukuthi ngama twins anyway bebathi ngama twin vele okay une poem for us asivale ngayo
yes
yeah please okay
open it okay depression I am chained to this floor, can you just hear me roar? I feel reality has gripped me to its claw, never forgetting my every flaw. Depression, they say it's easy, just be happy. They say they don't have time, so make it snappy. It starts with sadness that progresses to madness. Your screaming doesn't help, you can barely hear my yelp. The worst part is my fake smile, keeping it on from person to person like passing a grocery store aisle. I feel like I am being sucked into this black hole. My heart has been burdened with this mole. My stress has filled my cup. I do not see my luck. My eyes have been deprived of my spark. All that's left is a dull mark. You say come out of your room, but why do I feel safer than I was in your womb? They say I have depleted the world of my face. They say I have too much personal space. My depression has won the race. Why should I be as uncomfortable as wearing lace? I've been crying and crying. I'm not sore. Please listen to my roar.
Wow, that's beautiful. It's about depression.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Uyazi, ngicela umama no baba ngibafake. One second, ne? mama, how do you feel marubona matotakazi akho? Okay, na i-mike iduze nawe la. Oh, na, ngicela ungidonsele yona nayo lapho. Yeah, iyakhulumeka noma ingana iponchi leso. It's still okay. Yeah. How do you feel mara ngamadodakazi akho?
Greetings bahle and greetings to your listeners as well. And
yeah.
Sorry. Greetings bahle and greetings to your listeners as well.
Amen.
And I greet you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And yathanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu kuqala.
Yeah.
You know, every good and a perfect gift comes from the Lord.
Yes.
And indeed, it is by God's doing. I feel very, very, very honored by God.
Yeah.
And His grace is abundantly sufficient for us.
Yeah.
Indeed. So ndiyathanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu. You know, I can't even say I feel proud.
Yeah.
I'm beyond that point.
Yeah.
And I think my heart is much more full of gratitude more than anything else.
Yeah.
For He's a God who's able and whose promises, no matter how many they are yes and amen. And there's not even one word from His mouth that shall ever fail. And this is what we are seeing in our lifetime. And we are thanking Him for honoring us in our generation as God. Because everything, konke kungaye.
Amen.
It is not about us, but it is about Him and Him alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Sure. Okay, ithini number ka mama kulabo abathanda ukuthi ba donate for ukungawo ya ukuya e-US. Uyanini kanje?
September.
September. Okay, so ba donate kanjani? Before that, asithathe leyo kugcina i-voice note. Eh, khuluma to.
Hi, Basi.
Hello.
Wow, the girls are stars. They are shining bright.
Yes.
Bangakhohlwa ukushiya ama number. It will be nice to have them and to host them. We Ekuruleni Women Business Chamber for them to come and book them. Ukuthi beze bazokhuluma with women in business.
Wow.
Yasekuruleni.
Wow.
Bashiya ama number and for that other thing a donation put as well.
Okay, athi ama number.
Our number for the donation as well as for the ordering of the books and the paintings is 081-266-3627. I repeat, 081-266-3627.
Enkosi. Niyaku podcast ngazidala. And then niya eguruleni niyo sangana na manyama business women. And yes. I believe kutin kusobe kuyini the youngest.
Yes, yes, yes. Big up better things.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabonga ukuthi nibe la nisiphe nje isikhathi senu. UNkulunkulu anibusise. Kungawo uhambe kahle ngoba definitely uyaya. Uyaya e-US noma kanjani ne-business lenu ngicela nje likhule 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 omunye uthi all the best to K&B God be with you girls amen. Amen.
Thank you for having us.
Amen. Amen. Ithingi iphelezele la ngo Dr. Dio worship but secure
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.